You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K284AL Haleiwa. The show is Health Talk Live. And at this time, we'd like to let you know that this program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Tahiti Nui in Princeville and Heaven on Earth Starts.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Lu'au, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music of Hawaii since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Organically grown, GMO-free vegetable starts available at Hoku Foods in Kapaha, Kauai Seascapes Nursery in Kalihiwai Ridge, and Saturday Morning Market next to Kauai Mini Golf. More information at heavenonearthstarts@gmail.com.
And we're running a pledge drive here at KKCR, so we are taking donation pledges of any level, and thank you so much for getting involved this season. Our number is 808-826-7774, and we have other fellow programmers waiting by to take your calls. KKCR streams from around the world, and we are proud to receive pledges from all over as well. And you can go to kkcr.org. You can listen live at kkcr.org and submit your pledges there. We couldn't continue without the significant support we receive from our worldwide online listeners. You can make your donation on our website, kkcr.org.
Hey, welcome to Health Talk. This is Dr. Donna Kaplan, and it's wonderful to be here again after a couple months on the mainland. And this is a fun drive. It's a really special show, so call in with your pledges. We have a very wonderful guest today, Gabriel Monahan. And Gabriel, hi.
Hey, aloha. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha. And Gabriel is an herbalist, a nutritional herbalist, and also practices and studies la'au, la'ba'au. Did I pronounce that right?
Mm-hmm.
Almost? Why don't you pronounce it?
Well, la'au, la'ba'au.
Okay. Yeah, okay, la'au. Beautiful. So we're going to be talking
Hawaiian herbal medicine.
Hawaiian herbal medicine, yeah. As well. And mm-hmm. Gabriel, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Oh, yeah. So just want to bring to everybody a little bit of information today that hopefully will benefit yourself and your family using the plants in the area. So we'll be talking a little bit about the plants today. My main focus is herbology and nutritional herbology. And la'au la'pa'au is loosely the Hawaiian word for that, and however, it's really translates la'au la'pa'au to raise one's vibration with the vibration of plants. However, I also incorporate nutrition and cleansing routines, and I act as somewhat of a coach and a consultant. For people who want to take a natural path and a natural route.
And you're also teaching.
Yeah.
And you're starting a course currently, aren't you?
Yep. It's just starting right now. There's a 12 series on the subject of natural healing modalities, primarily nutrition, cleansing, and la'au la'pa'au. And then that's in Kapa'a. I have it in two different places, Kapa'a and Hanalei. The Kapa'a class is going to be starting its first official class, number 1 out of 12, this week on Thursday at 5 at the Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And also the Hanalei class is at the Hanalei Community Center, Hale Halawai'o, Ohana o Hanalei, on Tuesdays at same time, 5 till 6:30, and this week will be the official number 1 class. So you're welcome to come check it out. Yeah.
Wonderful opportunity. So, and two different classes. That's great. And mm-hmm. then you also make some herbal preparations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have product line. It's not to talk too much about my business, you know, but I do have a herbal product line that has a kind of random assortment of very useful herbal formulas.
Yes, yeah. And you make them yourself. And I wanted to bring that up, especially for today, mm-hmm. because you have some that you're going to give away when callers call in and pledge for the radio station, right?
That's right. I brought in two different products. One is a natural organic mosquito repellent. And
wonderful.
The other one is a vinegar preparation to be used internally. It's a turmeric, chili pepper, ginger, and garlic vinegar for increasing blood flow and reducing inflammation. And
yeah, that would also get rid of if you're having
viruses,
bacterial
yeah.
bacterial infection.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
A strong kicker.
Yep,
right there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So
you have those two products,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
you're giving them away.
I'm just giving them
for people who call in today.
That's right.
On the show.
I'm mm-hmm. offering that to the community to support KKCR by offering a pledge to KKCR because we're very fortunate to have this wonderful radio station.
We sure are.
Yeah, and so I'm giving it away, but it's also like I'm just giving something back to mm-hmm. the radio station for all that I've received, and I encourage you to do so too.
Yes, well, that's wonderful. So they can they can call and make a donation of it. We were saying at least $25.
Yeah.
And they can choose which one they want.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
yep.
we have the mosquito repellent,
mm-hmm.
and we have
the Olena Heat.
The yeah. Olena Heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we also have other gifts as well. And do you want to talk about that?
Hey, this is DJ Schutz. So
thank you, Schutz,
yeah,
for being here.
Right. Thank you guys for being here and for your extra contribution. So we do have some other Mahalo gifts that are included with your pledge level. For a $10 pledge, there's the bumper sticker, which is a new design that we're all very excited about. At the $25 level, you'll get the Kawana Torres Kahele Talk Story CD, and it's great. It was produced by our staff here at Kauai Community Radio. At the $50 level, there's a tote bag, and for a $75 level, the new custom design T-shirt. Many of us who are continuous contributors during the pledge drive, we have a collection of them. I have a collection of them at home. It's pretty cool. And you know what? They're all covered in red dirt, so it's a good thing I get like 2 T-shirts a year. So you can give us a call here at 808-826-7774. We have DJ Diamond, Inspector Dan, Richard from One World Radio, Dean, Laura, are all in the office waiting to talk to you. So thank you so much for your contributions, 808-826-7774.
And we just got a $100 pledge so far. So
all right.
We're going to try to get to 500.
That was fast.
I know.
Must be that crystal you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bringing the power in.
And out. So Gabriel, mm-hmm. let's talk some more about your training.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. Like why take the time to listen to what I have to say? Or well, I have gone through a certain amount of training for sure. And I have what I believe to be some wonderful, useful tools that I'd love to share them with the world and with everyone. It's kind of a responsibility to once you learn something or once I've learned something to then share it and not to keep it, hold it just to myself. So my training has been to essentially take a lot of classes with my kumu Ohai, and I know I've been on the radio before and spoken a bit about Kumu Ohai. Is just an amazing, amazing person, amazing man, who really, really brought me, just awakened my inspiration and my interest in the subject. I had some interest in the subject, but when I started taking his courses, I just blew my mind and blew the doors open for me to continue studying. And I never had it in my mind that I would be teaching or practicing. I just was really in awe with Kumu and being in his presence. And
very, very precious that you were able to study with him.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. We're all very fortunate who were able to come in contact with him, and I certainly hope to continue his work and continue sharing his love for everyone. So I took some courses with him over a period of about 11 years. Just hit every course that I could, and I also did take a course with another school, the School of Natural Healing, which is out of Utah, founded by Dr. John Christopher.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was an amazing healer.
He was legendary. Yeah, American Western American herbalist. Focusing on the herbs of America and Europe.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Tell us about the philosophy of Hawaiian herbalism and maybe mm-hmm. a little bit about, you know, how it's different from other forms of medicine.
Sure. Well, to my knowledge, to my limited knowledge, it's very similar to a lot of different forms of herbology and plant medicine throughout the world. The main kind of thing that sets it as being unique is that it's a style. It's a certain kind of a style, and the style really, I can't say that this is the Hawaiian style, because the people of Hawaii and throughout the islands before even became a state and was called Hawaii. Many different families were practicing and using the plants as were throughout the world. And yeah, so this particular style that I've come in contact with more appropriately is from one family, one of the families that Kumu decided to share it with us outside of his blood lineage and blood relation. The philosophy is, if you can help somebody, help somebody. And if you lack guidance, and then take time to fast and pray and to receive inspiration. It's very similar to many cultures.
So fasting and praying, is that as a more of a spiritual cleanse or physical cleanse or both? What would you say?
There's different. They can be both. It can be depending on your intention.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Depending on your intention, you can fast just for spiritual purposes, and that type of a fast would be like a 24-hour fast with no fluids or solid foods.
Mm-hmm.
However, fasting for physical health purposes, it's very, very similar, because as the body becomes cleaner and clearer, as we cleanse the body and take some days on just liquids, the mental processes also clarify and become clearer as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And how I wish that some of our political leaders military generals would take the time to do some fasting and praying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For this purpose.
Uh-huh.
Mental clarity.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I do. Self nurturing, self preservation on all levels is, you know, really about love and the intention of being the best we can be, so that we can benefit others.
And absolutely.
So that's really needed in terms of how our country or the world is being conducted.
Yeah.
With love and compassion and care.
That's right.
And we have a really wonderful man who's running for president, who I had the honor of working on his campaign back in the early 80s, Bernie Sanders,
mm-hmm.
When he was running for mayor a couple of terms. And so I got to know him, and I was in Vermont, and I got to know him throughout the years. And this man has so much integrity.
Mm.
So I've been really very excited to be following him now and seeing just so many people are coming into contact with him, and there truly is a revolution that's been started. So anyways,
so there's still some hope.
Yes. Absolutely.
Isn't that amazing? There's hope springs eternal. Yeah.
So anything else about the philosophy of Hawaiian herbalism that you want to share?
The philosophy, just to get to, I mean, this is my personal response and my personal opinion or my understanding, is that the philosophy is the love of wisdom. And the wisdom of the kupuna, of the Ikea kupuna, the knowledge of our elders and the ancestors of this land is just brilliant, and so much of it has been lost. So part of the philosophy is to sit at the feet of our elders in the community, our kupuna, and listen, and just be there and learn, listen and learn. And that's one of the key principles.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I as a licensed naturopathic doctor and practitioner of Chinese medicine as well, treating the whole person and getting at the root cause is you know, such a foundation.
Absolutely.
So do you find that as well in Hawaiian herbalism?
Absolutely. Yeah, getting at the cause is really 90% of the job.
Mm-hmm.
To use the herbs is just kind of like icing on the cake to help the body to heal faster. However, when taking a look at the cause of a problem, just to remove the cause, the body comes back naturally. It'll come back into its own perfect wellness.
Right. So if there are excess toxins in the body, possibly from foods.
That's right. It could be from environmental factors. Maybe you're downwind from a neighbor who likes to spray, or maybe it has to do with food, eating food that has been sprayed with toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm. And everybody is ingesting them unless they have a completely organic diet. Right.
Yeah, it's better to grow organically and to grow, make your own fertilizers and compost. And yet we're going to find it, because it's in the rainwater, it's in our drinking water. Mm-hmm. We can find that it's in almost all the water, and since we're made of mostly water, don't know that there's anybody that can be excluded from finding
environmental chemicals.
Chemicals, right. Plastic softeners, pesticides.
We can be mindful and reduce our intake.
Oh, definitely reduce
for
it.
And for sure.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And to do a cleanse, a regular cleanse of a digestive cleanse and a liver flush is one of the best ways to reduce the levels of these chemicals in the blood and the body. Absolutely.
And did Kuma Ohai talk about that as well?
Yeah.
When in his classes.
Definitely, for sure. I mean, he would talk about, he would ask us the question, how often do we take a shower? And then, you know, then he would ask us, okay, now calculate that for the whole year. And then you know how many showers you take every year. Then he would ask us, how often do you do a flush or an internal cleanse? And then we'd get a real idea of, you know, how clean we are inside. And you say, well, just imagine if you didn't take a shower for that long, what you might look and feel like.
That's really great.
Yeah, so definitely cleansing is a major part of it.
Part of Hawaiian herbalism.
Yeah, and definitely. And not just Hawaiian herbalism, but it's throughout many, many different families and cultures that I've seen that the cleansing process is, and it's also a natural thing, you know, just for the people who live closer to nature, they can't always just drop in the store and get any kind of food any time of the day or night. So there's times of feast and times of famine, and that's a natural process for the human body.
How about, so we were just talking about treating the root cause and how important that is.
Absolutely.
Rather than just treating symptoms. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the actual process that you learn from your kumu in terms of gathering herbs, collecting herbs.
To fast and pray, the pule.
So you would fast before you went out to gather herbs.
Yep.
And how long would you need to, let's say you woke up in the morning and you felt like it was time to gather herbs. Would you wait until maybe you did a 3-day fast, or would you actually?
Mm-hmm. Just not eat that morning. Just take time to see that what you're doing is of great value and importance, and to take the time to abstain from food.
So what that makes me think of is using the fasting to create an awareness in the mind, to have more awareness and more intention. Would you say that?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. The fasting, and then also the meditation or the prayer, and when entering into the forest or into your garden, to acknowledge the life that's there, of the life of the plants. Yeah, and to connect, have. A lot of it is having that stillness of mind to be able to listen and to hear, to connect with the plants, and to ask for permission for harvesting, and to listen just to hear if the answer is yes or no. If you know,
excuse me. Would you do that prayer and listening in your home before you actually go out initially, or just when you go out to the plant?
Both. Mm-hmm. Both. And say for each person, it's not a textbook method. It's something.
Relationship, personal.
It's a relationship. Yeah, and it takes place in your heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So to wake up in the morning and first thing, to connect with the universe, you might say, and you know, find a guidance for that day. Then, in those moments, a person might find that they're guided to a certain place to harvest certain plants, or to take care of something that they haven't already in the house. And it's also important to not have a whole lot of baggage to have to work through in one's life to be able to, if you know what I mean, to, you know, you have to remove the obstacles in your life. And so it's recommended not to have negative feelings or relations. And if you do, those need to be dealt with and processed and made right first.
Before you're going to gather medicine.
Right, right. Before going out, because the feeling will also become infused in the medicine. Sure, yeah.
I love that there's so much awareness around it. And the medicine becomes, you know, in my view, even more potent.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you're, of course, I imagine having intention of who's the recipient of the medicine is going to be, and bringing in that prayer that that it's the right medicine for them as well.
That's right. A lot of it really depends. It relies on a person's intuition and what they receive. And, of course, you can, you know, like certain things, like a cut or a fracture or a tear in a muscle, like these are what I call trauma injuries. And trauma injuries are pretty simple to go to and to use, to find the right herbs for them. What tends to be a little bit more complex is these chronic illnesses that persist over years and years. And these are the ones that actually really, they take a real willingness on the part of the person who needs the medicine or needs the healing and needs their life to come back into harmony. So it can be a process. That part can be a real process, which is a restoration process. Sure.
So let's see. So you've done this, you know, self-healing and making prayer and intention, and then you're ready to go out to the plant and harvest. Is there do you then connect with the plant when you're there to harvest it?
It's important to ask permission from the plant, to view the plant, the herb, the tree, as a living entity, which it is, to ask permission before harvesting, to listen for a response, to harvest in a way that's gentle to the plant, as far as without harvesting more than a third of the leaves, so the plant doesn't go into shock. To look around and see if there's other plants or areas of more abundance to harvest from.
And maybe you ask the plant maybe which part it wants to offer, something like that.
It sounds kind of far out to have a conversation with a plant. But you would be amazed if you gave it a try, that from your inner ear, from your inner heart, you can hear a response. And just by asking a simple question and listening. Now, this might take a quieting of the mind to be able to be present and not thinking of other things. But you would be surprised what kind of responses you'll get from plants. And get responses. Like, I've had responses such as, no, you can't harvest. And I'll ask, well, why not? How come? And the plant, the particular herb for that occasion was laukahi plantain. Said, well, because look over there. There's a huge thick patch over there. And I'll look over and I'll see a patch that I didn't see before.
Wow.
And
that's great.
I've had that type of experience. And I've had the experience of plants, the willingness of a plant to offer of its own blood, its own leaf, you know, being so noticeable. It brought tears to my eyes of the love that a plant has for me and for us. So it was a great teacher in that sense of the willingness to offer of one's own blood for the benefit of another.
Right.
And this was a plant that I had planted and grew, and so it was comfrey, and the comfrey said, yeah, you planted me here. I'm here for you. Whenever you need me, that's why I'm here. I'm here for you.
Mm.
And you, like, you gave me life. You know, you helped me to live, and you propagated me. So you can have these different relationships, and you'll find some plants can be kind of sassy too. They can say, I don't know who you are. You know, well, what are you doing here?
Did you have that experience?
I have. I've had.
Yeah? What kind of plant?
Well, the wild ones.
The wild ones are wilder, huh?
Are a little bit wilder. And you have to ask a little nicer and explain your purpose. And
because they're not used to it.
Right. Yeah. You actually can develop a personal relationship with a plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all this is scientifically proven of relationships that we have and how plants interact with people. So the conditioning that we need to get out of, I think, as a society, is that our medicine is this dead, like a dead pill that you don't have a conversation with, but to move into the understanding that our medicine is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have relations with our medicine plants, just like our food plants and our ornamental plants. And I definitely saw that with Kumu Ohai, that he had such a relationship with the plants that it was like he would just reach out for the leaf, and the leaf would just jump off the branch right into his hand.
Mm, wow.
Yeah, he had such a deep connection with them that it was very noticeable.
Wow, it must have been so special to witness that.
Yes, yeah, I don't know how I got so fortunate to wind up, you know, there in his presence. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very fortunate indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have so much more we're going to talk about, but today's a special day and a special week for KKCR, where we are fundraising money so that this radio station and this health talk show can stay on the air.
It's the fun drive. And if it's not fun, don't do it. So I have
That's
a
right.
lot of fun.
We have a grand prize drawing for everyone who has donated during this fun drive, and it's thanks to Plenty Papuli Kayak Company, located in Phase 2 of the industrial complex in Lihue. Do you have something you can play for me there?
Everyone who donates during our drive will be entered into the grand prize drawing for a chance to win a kayak from Plenty Papuli Kayak Company. The grand prize drawing winner may choose either a Malibu Tandem 2 family kayak, which includes seats and paddles, or a Malibu Stealth 12 fishing kayak, which includes a seat and paddle. Donate any amount to KKCR today, and you will automatically be entered into our grand prize drawing. Mahalo nui for Plenty Papuli Kayak Company, the only kayak distributor on Kauai. More information at plentypupule.com or call 245-5005.
Just wanted to take a moment to say that one significant pledge can make a huge difference to KKCR. You may have the power to give considerably more than our average donation amount. I'm going to repeat that. You may have the power to give considerably more than our average donation amount. And that's a blessing, and it would be to us as well. Help your community by making a tax-deductible pledge to Kauai Community Radio. Pledge what you can and do so right now. It's 808-826-7774. We've got plenty of our friendly programmers standing by to take your call.
I also, one of the things that the station does so well is lost dogs.
Lost dogs,
We have a lost dog in the house.
Oh, no.
From Kilauea at the end of Kahili Hola.
It's not my dog,
Road.
Is it?
That's my dog barking right now, actually, out there.
No, I mean my dog being lost.
Oh, no, I hope not.
He's normal.
You don't have a German Shepherd, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, is that what this dog is?
End of Kahili Hola Road in Kilauea. A German Shepherd, brown and black, full grown, about 50 to 60 pounds, lost this morning. Robin would love to hear from you if you have seen her German Shepherd. Has a rope collar, no tags. Number to call, 634-5609. Again, Robin, 634-5609. And you can call right here to the station, 826-7771 or 826-7774. We are happy to be happy to help reconnect.
Did you
owner
say no
and
tags,
dog.
Dean?
No tags, rope collar.
Rope collar.
No tags.
Okay.
That's right. So, and all speaking of the pledge drive, we also have, Gabriel has offered some special things up for this pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that they're going at the $25 level, so...
or more.
$25 pledge coming
more.
In, 25 or more. And so, Gabriel, could you tell us a little bit about those two different products that you brought to share with us?
Well, one of them is an organic mosquito repellent. And
you made them, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I blended the oils for the mosquito repellent and the Olena heat. I grew the Olena and chili pepper.
And Olena is turmeric, right?
Yes, turmeric. Yeah, so it's a fresh juice preparation. It's a tonic. It's really spicy. It's really good for kicking colds, good for anti-inflammation, good for circulation. And so anybody who calls in
antibacterial,
right? Antimicrobial.
Good for the liver, too.
That's right. Good for the kidneys.
Mm-hmm. This is DJ Schutz here, and let me just say that it's definitely worth the pledge amount for receiving one of these fine products from Gabriel's company.
Yeah. Have you tried the Olena Heat?
I have, yeah.
And what's your, how do you like it?
It's hot.
It is hot.
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's very hot, but it's very good. And then an organic mosquito repellent. So you have a choice of one or the other.
And there are limited quantities here.
Limited quantities. Yeah.
Yeah. There's only a few of each quantity we have to give away with your pledge amount. So 808-826-7774, and we've got our programmer standing by.
That's right. Nimble fingers will secure.
It's almost like a race to take calls here when you guys dial up. It's kind of fun, you know. The phone rings and there's like programmers competing to talk to you.
Let's hear that phone ring right now. 826-7771 or 826-7774.
Tell me about your mosquito repellent, Gabriel.
Oh, it's just a.
What's in it?
The ingredients are lemon eucalyptus. Lavender oil and rose geranium, and it's in a base of organic soybean oil, which is also a mosquito repellent by itself. So this is a blend of oils and a base oil in a spray bottle, 4-ounce spray bottle. It works well.
And it must smell good.
It does smell good, and it's non-toxic. And it's something that's
organic, which is great.
Yeah, I made this one because so many people come here and get totally chewed up by mosquitoes. And so this is, or for keikis as well, for the kids. Or for you.
So let's talk about the different ways of preparing herbs in Hawaiian herbalism. So, one we have... Those two products, we have an oil and one is a vinegar, right?
Yeah.
So you're infusing the herbs in the vinegar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The vinegar.
The vinegar is a preservative.
Preservative.
Yeah, so there's, if you want to get into what the ancient people, how they would preserve the herbs, you know, there's oil infusions, there's drying the herbs. But primarily, the herbs were all used fresh.
Right, which is really great.
Yeah.
You can't, where I spent many years in Vermont, you only have a 2-month window to find fresh herbs and use them.
Yeah.
So they have to be dried, but fresh is vital, isn't it?
Yes, it's vital. Mm-hmm. It's got the lifeblood flowing in the plant still. And that is where the healing components are. If they're dried, they can be reconstituted with water in the form of a tea, or infused into oil, honey, vinegar. These are all preservatives to make them shelf stable. I've gotten a little bit more into making herbal products shelf stable with my product line, Ho'olono. Ho'olono is the name of the product line. It's mostly for the purpose of getting more people making it more accessible for people, for more people. So making it shelf stable. But ideally, if you have it fresh, that's the one. That's the best way to go. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and just to follow up on that, so with the fresh herb, how do you apply it? What do you use it? Make a poultice externally? I know you've talked about chewing the herb.
Absolutely. The poultice, to chew the herb and spit it out. So just say you're using the banana leaf to stop bleeding. You get a cut or a scratch and you're bleeding and you want to stop the bleeding. You can use a noni leaf.
So banana leaf is good for that.
Banana leaf is
and
good
you would,
for that.
And you would chew it?
Chew it, yep.
And it must be like the saliva has enzymes that really help?
Yeah, the saliva is being part of your own body. Your own body will recognize it and draw the medicine in. It's almost a vehicle to bring it through the barriers.
I like that you say that. The body recognizes it.
Yeah, because it's part of you. And so it's best to chew it yourself. But if you don't, if you have to cover a large area, you can still grind it and mash it with, in a mortar and pestle or a food grinder. Yeah, that's all good.
Okay, well, let's talk about some other herbs. And again, give us a call and make a pledge. And $25 or more, you can have one of these handmade, organic, potent medicines made by Gabriel.
Yeah, they're really fantastic. And you'll feel good about making a pledge, so it's a double win.
So, I really want to talk about the herbs, but do you want to just describe a poultice for us
and
how people can make that?
Yeah, that's a poultice is a mash, an herbal mash made with ground herbs or pounded herbs. You can either chew it or grind it. It's similar in appearance to pesto, and you just basically bruise the leaves and you get the juice, the blood of the leaf, the cocoa from inside the leaf to come out, and then you can apply that directly over the area of injury, whether it's a sprain or fracture or a cut. And if you know, this is part of where, you know, learning how to do this, it's so far from our general mass education that it's kind of a new concept, but all this stuff can be taught at elementary school level. In fact, I've seen some kids that just barely got into, you know, just barely got into elementary school, some kindergarten kids that know how to do poultices and know how to take care of bee stings and other infections with certain herbs, with plantain, for example, laukahi, plantago, major plantago officinalis.
Yeah, it's pretty abundant here in all parts of the United States.
It's wherever you're going to find rain, I think, throughout the world at this point. It's commonly known as plantain. The Hawaiian name is laukahi. So you can look it up, and if you Google it, you'll see a picture, and you can see that it's probably growing in your own yard.
Yeah, and it's characteristic, wouldn't you say, because the leaf has some long striations going through it. How would you describe it?
The veins of the leaf go from the tip all the way down, and it's pretty unique in that sense. Not a whole lot of plants have that type of vein structure. So it grows amongst the grass, but it looks a little different because it doesn't crawl. It doesn't travel like grass does. It comes all from a central rosette, and the leaves have these veins that come all the way from the base of the stem all the way to the through the whole leaf, and they're vertical. So,
and if someone wants to take your course, then they can definitely. Actually see it. So
yeah.
Do you want to give out your number for the course?
Sure. Yeah, probably the best thing is to email me.
Email, okay. If that's, let's give your email out.
Okay, the email is Hawaiiki, spelled H-A-W-A-I-I-K-I, with the numeral 8, Hawaiiki8@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And send in any questions about the class if you're interested, or if you want to contact me, that's fine.
Wonderful. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about a couple more plants that are more obvious to actually folks that live here, like noni and aloe, because they're very characteristic. So what? Tell me about the uses of noni, what you learned from your kumu.
Okay, so there's many, many uses for noni. And, of course, one of the, I don't even know where to start. I guess I'll start with broken bones. You can use the noni. Once the bone is set back in place, a poultice of the fruit, of the noni fruit, will help the bone to mend and help the bone to heal. And if you look at anthropological discoveries of bones of the island people here, the people of this land, you can find that they didn't have broken bones. They had places where bones had healed, where there was a break, but in these grave sites that are being dug up, that they didn't find actually broken bones. So that it shows that the people from here knew what to use to heal broken bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the fruit.
The fruit, yeah. And then the leaf is also wonderful, steamed. You can make a tea. You know, the tea from the leaf is quite delicious, and it's great for the blood, for cleaning the bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, when the bloodstream is loaded with junk and gunk, you're not going to be feeling as good. And so the noni leaf really helps to clean the bloodstream. It's a great tonifying agent. Noni leaf tea, you can also steam the leaf.
Tonifying meaning it's got a lot of minerals and vitamins, or
yeah.
How would you say?
How do I define tonifying?
In this particular case?
It's mildly astringent. It helps the cells to throw off waste.
Mm-hmm.
So
again, it's detoxifying. So that would be a nice one if someone was going to do a detoxifying fast protocol.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's good to balance bacteria and fungus, yeast, and stuff in the blood.
You can also use it, the leaf steam topically for
aches and pains.
Aches and pains.
Sure, stopping bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
The noni was here on Kauai before the Tahitians brought it from Tahiti. There was a Kauai variety. However, when the Tahitians brought it over from Tahiti, it was a different strain. It was a larger strain. So that's the one that we commonly see. It's a larger fruit. Mm-hmm. And sure, you can use... They brought it because it's such an amazing medicine for so many things. You can even eat the food... Eat the shoots of the leaves and the young leaves and the young fruits and the mature fruits. It's also a source of food. It's
like in a salad, or would you steam it?
You can do both. You can eat it raw or steamed. One of my favorite ways to eat the noni leaf is to use it kind of like a plate and put my food on it, and then at the end I'll just wrap it up and with some beans and rice or whatever is inside the plate, and then eat it like a burrito.
Nice. Wrap.
A wrap.
Instead of a tortilla wrap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, noni leaf wrap.
That's great.
Yeah. And by itself, it has kind of a strong flavor of bitter.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it's mixed with a nice some food, then that That's very good.
Mm-hmm. And bitter, of course, is good for digestion. So.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is, you know, all this information is very pertinent to the times we're living in, because we need to all, as a body of humanity, raise our vibration and raise our health. We're going to be facing, and we are facing, some times right now where there's a lot of devitalized food options. There's a lot of chemicals that we come in contact with, and one of my teachers said, Dr. Christopher, he said, how are we going to achieve peace when everybody around the peace table is constipated? And, you know, not feeling so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, as much as it seems like, well, you know, it's not going to make a big difference if I clean myself and clean my act up, it actually, it does. It makes a big difference, because a lot of kids, you know, believe, whether you know it or not, the younger generation is watching and following. And so, we got to lead by example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's so true, you know, our physical and emotional health are completely tied together. Even mm-hmm. just looking at, like, the need for detoxification, the liver is the most important detoxification organ, as well as the skin and the kidneys, but the liver is primary. Mm-hmm. And so the liver so often gets stuck. It gets, you know, it gets
congested and backed up. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the energy's not moving freely, very easily, even just from drinking coffee or alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, or processing, you know, the glyphosate in the, you know, the Roundup herbicide that's in the foods.
Mm-hmm.
But the liver, in Chinese medicine, has everything to do with the emotion of anger. So if your liver is stuck, then there's more irritability and anger.
Mm.
And, you know, so emotionally, if you're cleansing your liver, you are freeing your emotions. So,
yes.
You know, what Dr. Christopher is saying is absolutely true.
Yeah, how are we going to achieve peace in the mm-hmm. community when the liver, as an organ, is, and as a organ, the American organ, it's the liver that is the most stressed out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because of the processed foods and chemicals.
Yeah, and we are just almost completely done, but if anybody wants to call in and make a pledge, and if you pledge $25 or more, you'll get one of these beautiful organic preparations that Gabriel made. We have the, why don't you say it, the organic...
The Olena Heat or the Mazi Block. Those are the two that I brought in today to share.
Right, the
right
Mazi
on.
Block for the mosquitoes.
It's DJ Schutz. Yeah, just calling to say thanks for joining us on Health Talk.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Schutz, for doing the board for us.
Yeah, and for the Mahalo gifts that you're also throwing in there. 826-7774 is the number to call. And One World Radio is coming up momentarily, so stay tuned. And it's exciting times around here. We got all kinds of programmers waiting to take your calls. I think DJ Diamond is still in the house. We got tons of dogs here hanging out. We have all kinds of fun going on. Tiki Tacos, thank you so much for providing our lunch today. It was delicious. I had a Mayan fish taco. They are just super great. And they're new wave riders with us, too. So we really appreciate their underwriting our station.
And they use a lot of organic ingredients. So
very pure ingredients, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They
have
appreciate
integrity.
That too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Gabriel, for being on the show again.
Yes, and thank you for having me, and thank you all for listening. Appreciate it.
And if we want to get in touch with you, your email is
hawaiiki8@gmail.com, spelled HAWAIIKI8@gmail.com.
And I'm Dr. Donna Kaplan, 828-6153, AlohaFamilyHealthKauai.com.
Aloha.
Thank you, Dr. Donna.
Aloha, everybody. Ahui ho.
Yeah, ahoy ho.
That